the difference. One cup at a time.
Tea time.
Yeah, this is tea time.
Yeah.
Making a difference. One cup at a time.
Tea time.
So be sure to grab your tea, grab a seat, and tune in to Miss Liz.
Tea time.
Making a difference. One cup at a time.
Wow, welcome, welcome, welcome. It is afternoon tea. That's right. And we are here on a Tuesday, not a Thursday, because of a little bit of COVID. But COVID is gone and Miss Liz is back. So we have a January guest in the house today. We have Kathy Nesbitt. That's right. We're going to do some laughing yoga. We're going to have some giggles and some wiggles, and we're going to talk worms, and we're going to talk words and colors and all of that good stuff. So before we get that started, we're going to do a little bit of disclaimer, a quick bio of the incredible guest that's sitting in the back of the studio. And then we're going to grab our teas and we're going to have a good old TEA today. So before we get going, disclaimer for Miss Liz's Tea Time live show. Miss Liz, myself, is going live using StreamYard. Before leaving a comment, please grant StreamYard permission to see your name at StreamYard.com. Please be advised that the content brought forward for any Tea Time show hosted by myself, Miss Liz, is always brought forward in good faith, however may bring forth dialogue and opinions that are not representative of my platform. The facts and information are perceived to be accurate at the given time of airing. All Tea Time guests and audience participants are responsible for using their good judgment in taking any action that may relate to the discussion. The content brought forward may include discussions for some where they may be emotionally at risk, and it is significant to know that this show is engaging in discussion forms only to offer and inspire awareness and connection. It is not providing therapeutical advice. If you have any questions about the disclaimer or the panelist discussion, you may freely contact me, Miss Liz, through my email at bookingmissliz@gmail.com. Moving forward, should you choose to voluntarily participate in today's show in any aspect, I, Miss Liz, welcomes you. Should you decide that this show is not made for you at this time, I respect that, and I will see you at a later date and later time with a different show. So now let me give a quick bio into the incredible lady that's sitting in the back, giggling away, ready to bring on some laughing yoga. That's right. In the back, I have Kathy Nesbitt. She's a multi-award-winning entrepreneur. Kathy's Crawley, Composters, Kathy Sprouters, Kathy Laffer Yoga. Here we go. We're going to laugh. We're going to giggle. And an incredible lady. Kathy Nesbitt is a health and wellness advocate, founder of Kathy Crawler's Composers, Kathy Sprouters, and Kathy's Laughter's Club. She is a multi-award-winning environmental innovator who uses workshops and inspirational speaking to motivate people to live a more sustainable life. Kathy is a certified Laffer Yoga teacher. Say that five times. Appointed Laffer Ambassador in 2017 by Dr. Madden Katrina, founder of Laffer Yoga. So let me bring in this incredible lady who's in the back just giggling away. And if anybody knows, Miss Liz's nickname is Giggle. So we're going to have some fun today. So let me bring Kathy in. Welcome, Kathy. My tongue is just twisting away. Like, I'm like a little worm back here. Like, I can't even speak.
I Oh my gosh, what fun. Yes. Hello. I'm excited to be here. I just love the word. I know we were talking earlier, but I love the word giggle. It's just such a funny word. It makes me giggle. Giggle, giggle, giggle.
Right, it's like hee 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 ho ho ho, right?
It is, so, absolutely, yes.
Kathy, let's get right into it right away. What is laughing yoga? I can't even say the word yoga.
I know, it sounded like a dessert that you were saying.
Right, you read the pudding note.
Laughing yogurt. Maybe that's a thing. Maybe we can do tea and laughing yogurt.
Oh, you just never know, right?
Okay, but back to laughter yoga. Okay. So it was started in 1995 by a medical doctor, Dr. Madan Kateria, and his goal is world peace. Can you imagine? Like, so beautiful. So there are laughter clubs around the world, and it's not doing laughter. It's not doing yoga and laughing. It's just laughing. How fun. Laughing for the health of it. Ever heard that laughter is the best medicine?
Absolutely.
Everybody,
right?
Has.
We need to laugh, right? We should laugh more. I don't think we laugh enough. Like, little kids are laughing more than us adults. We need to start laughing more.
Laughter, when we're laughing, we're just so free. We're just totally present when we're laughing. We're not thinking about yesterday or tomorrow or even 5 minutes from now. We're not even thinking. We're just laughing. We're just enjoying that moment. Everybody has had that experience where your stomach's hurting, your cheeks are hurting from an experience. That's what laughter yoga is building those laughter muscles through laughter, right? Laughter is the best medicine. So the next line is, have you had your daily dose? Dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins, the love drugs, versus cortisol and adrenaline. You know, we're in charge of our own pharma, and I know you love words, and I have to tell you this before I forget. I have three websites: Kathy's Composters for the worms, Kathy's Sprouters for the sprouts, and I was going to go for Kathy's Laughter Club, but when you put S in front of laughter, now it's slaughter. It spells slaughter. So I just went with Kathy's Club for laughter. A different kind of club.
Well, we all need these special different clubs, right? And I'm glad that you have those separate websites, because then you can find different things and avenues with you as well, Kathy.
Right. As an entrepreneur, I mean, you just find not everything for everybody. So have something for everybody. Oh, right? You don't want laughter? Maybe you want worms. I don't know. Worms was my first thing. It's the 21st anniversary of my worm business.
Well, then we were talking about that backstage about the worms, right? How the worms connect and the wiggle and the giggle, right? So it goes together, you know? Are the worms laughing at us?
I don't know, but the laughter really helped save my worm business. Like, the worms came first. And it's why I was put on earth, to be the spokesperson. I say I'm a worm advocate. and I, you know, I do school workshops, and just to get the message out. I didn't know that people didn't want what I had. Like, it's indoor composting. So 2012, one more person said, "Ooh, worms in the house." And I said, my goodness, I questioned everything. You know, the past 10 years, I was like, oh my gosh, why do I care so much? And why don't others?
So what are these worms used for, Kathy?
Yeah, so it's so thank you. So I'm located just north of Toronto, and the landfill closed in 2002. It filled up for the Greater Toronto Area, and we started to export our garbage to the U.S. 1,000 trucks a week, 200 every day. Can you imagine? Like, it's just like, whenever I say that, I get heavy in my body, because I just think that is just ridiculous. It's like a horror movie. Do-do-do-do-do. Watch out, here come the invasion of the garbage trucks exporting Canada's garbage. It's not funny, but I'm laughing because I do laughter yoga. And the laughter has helped me, really. It helped me stay in this heavy mission. So I'm sorry, I'm laughing. So my idea is, Do you know about composting, regular outdoor composting?
No, no.
Oh, so composting is nature's way to look after our organic matter. Like our, usually it's done outside, no special equipment, maybe a composter or just a pile. You add in your yard waste, your leaves, you know, your grass clippings, you put all that stuff in there. After a certain amount of time, it turns into compost that you can put in your garden. What I'm proposing is vermicomposting or worm composting. Same okay. idea, done inside with worms. So they're in a container. The bedding is shredded paper. So another way to get rid of some of our like something we have that might be trucked away. Now we can manage it on site. It's beautiful. And then you add in your food scraps from the kitchen. So your, you know, potato peels, your banana peels, coffee grounds, tea bags, of course. right? Mix that in. And then you add your worms on top. There's a couple of four kinds of worms that have been identified. Red wigglers and European night crawlers are optimum for Canada, and they eat about half their weight per day in food scraps. So if you have a pound of worms, half a pound per day of food scraps, or 3 to 4 pounds per week. So it's substantial. And then they turn that material, their poop is the black gold.
Okay.
The worms are the original alchemists. I know you love words.
I just think they're cute. I like worms. I don't like snakes.
Yeah, worms have 5 hearts each. And it's February. This is perfect. That's why I couldn't be on in January. I had to be here in February. It's heart month. It's heart month. It's Valentine's Day. Worms have 5 hearts. Very loving creatures. So if you bought a pound of worms for your lover, that would be a beautiful, thoughtful gift.
I think
not everybody
I think I want a pound of worms for Valentine's.
Right? Versus a pound of chocolate. So yummy. The chocolate's delicious, but then they're gone. The worms will keep on working for you.
So what got you into worms, Kathy?
Because the landfill closed. Because our landfill closed, and it was a series of things. In 93, I bought my house out of Toronto. I used to live in Toronto. And I couldn't wait to start gardening and composting. And 1993, a teacher friend asked me to look after her worm bin for the summer. And I, you know, I didn't want to have worms in my house, but I knew the value of the worm compost. So, and I think that we should do things for ourselves. You know, don't let people decide for you. Oh, you won't like that. Oh, good. Thanks for saving me the time. No, try it. Try it, everybody. Like, you don't know. It might be for you. And it was for me. It wasn't at that time. It was a disaster. It was horrible. Oh, my gosh. It gives me nightmares now thinking about it at that time. And I had that experience because now it's my life. So I believe in life, the universe gives us these little experiences, a little peek at what our future might be if we pay attention. So I didn't know. I was afraid of worms. I didn't want them in my house. It was horrible because I had a house full of fruit flies because I would open up the lid, throw my food in, close the lid, and, you know, be like, oh, my gosh, good. They're fed for another couple of days. Good. Management is required, right? I was a fruit fly farmer.
Oh, okay.
Don't be a fruit fly farmer, right? There's no market. Nobody's buying. They die in a day or two.
But buy the worms. The worms have 5 hearts.
But everybody's had fruit flies.
Yes.
So at the end of that summer, I was like, I'm not doing this again. And then fast forward to 2000, I got my psychology degree. What happened? I worked at a group home. They had 10 homes and a farm, and they didn't compost. When I challenged them about composting, so here they were creating all of this food scraps, but they didn't compost. So they were paying a ton of money to get rid of the food scraps. So when I proposed a composting program, the greenhouse manager said, well, what about vermicomposting? And I was like, not again, no. But then I was like, wait a minute. It's an institution. There's no way they're getting worms tomorrow. So I started to do research, and it was my second introduction. So then I was like, oh, wow, these worms are amazing.
We're having some glitches. I think worms are chewing on my wires today.
They're worming their way into the conversation.
We have like it's fine on my end. Forms coming in and out.
Maybe it's time for a giggle anyway.
Right? So I did see when I did some research on you, Kathy, that you were on the YTV for kids. So do you want to share a little bit on that and see if any of the listeners out there remember YTV?
Yes, YTV, The Zone. Oh, yes. Oh, and here's how things happen when you're an entrepreneur. I'm an opportunist. When I see an opportunity, I would jump. I don't think about it because when you think about it, you talk yourself out of it. You think yourself out of it. You're like, oh, last time, la, 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 that chatterbox in your head, shut up, right? We need to just do something. We need to take action so that it's in motion. Really, literally, everybody, listen, if you learn nothing else from today other than giggling, take action. And I get these, because I think when we get a thought, we get an inspired thought, phew, we need to take action. Okay, so the phone rings. It's YTV. They're doing a spot for March break on vermicomposting. They're doing superhero little segments, you know, one or 2 minute segments between shows. And they were highlighting a worm and vermicomposting for, you know, the work they do. They do this amazing. So they're asking me these questions and they asked me, can it be done in an aquarium? And just asking questions. So I said, do you know about this? You know, do you have a bin? They wanted to buy some worms. So I said, hey, instead of buying worms, why don't you record the spot at my house?
Right. So if you don't ask, you don't know. And I say this all the time. If you don't ask, you don't know. And look at it, open a door.
They were like, what better way? And so now I have this spot. I do school workshops. So I used to play that piece and the kids would maybe have seen it. Oh, I saw that spot, you know, because they played it for years. I mean, they probably still play it because it's timeless. It's a beautiful piece about the worms. And yeah, thank you for that souvenir of reminding me of that piece.
Well, it's really educational as well, because I did watch it and I was like, this reminds me of when my kids used to watch YTV. And I was like, I wonder if anybody out there knows about YTV anymore. Is YTV still running?
It is. And The Zone is still on. Those hosts are still on it. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. And the kids know them. Like the kids now have grown up with YTV and The Zone. And it's really educational. They do have some wonderful programming.
So now let's get into the sprouting. Where did the sprouting come in?
So the sprouting, like my life is like a magic carpet ride. And again, I think when we pay attention to the little cues. So 2002, I started my worm business and my very first exhibiting, that was part of my marketing strategy, was to exhibit at, you know, home shows and trade, wherever I could. So I was, I was exhibiting at my very first worm event. And I was a garden called CD Saturday. Now they're all over the place. At my very first event, April, I believe it was, anyway, in April of 2002. And there was a man there selling this sprout grower that I now sell, that I've been using for 21 years since that day. And it's like a little spaceship. It's a plastic dome the size of a dinner plate, you know, so it's portable. Anyway, it's a beautiful thing. And it was flying off the shelf. It looks like a spaceship. Ha ha, fun. And so between break and audience, I said to him, what is that spaceship thing? And why are they buying that and not my worms? And he said, you know, it's a sprout grower. And I didn't know anything about sprouts or sprouting. And sprouting is simply taking a seed or a bean and germinating it, like starting it to grow. Like where the seed starts growing and then it roots and then it grows into a plant. So the sprout is just the beginning of a plant. That's all. Every vegetable is a sprout first. Every microgreen is a sprout first. So I said, wow. So he said, you know, probably not like this, but sprouts are hydrating, alkalizing, regenerative, biogenic, and contain up to 100 times more digestive enzymes than raw vegetables. As soon as we cook them, no more enzymes. So yes, still vitamins, proteins, like still fiber, every, you know, other goodness, but no more enzymes. So when we're born, we're given enzymes. And if we're not eating sprouts or raw vegetables with our food, our body uses our reserves. That's fine when we're young, and then we start to age. And as we're aging, sometimes we get digestive issues. And we go to the doctor. The doctor might say, here's a prescription for enzyme pills. So instead of taking an enzyme pill, I'm saying, grow your own. Grow your own. And so Tony is his name, Tony Hornick. He said, you know, I said, okay, I'm in. I'm all in. I'm gonna do this. He was 72 at the time. He's going to be 94 or 95 this year. And wow. He still lives on his own. He said, if you're going to do this, start your day with 2 tablespoons of sprouted beans. Like they're the bean sprouts that you get in Chinese food, but just okay. smaller. Like they're just when they're just start growing. He said, if you're going to do this, start your day with 2 tablespoons for the enzymes to prepare your body for the rest of the food. So for 21 years now, every day sprouts. And I turned 60 last year. I'm high energy, have no health issues, take no prescription drugs, no multivitamin. Here we are, like we are what we eat, literally.
And it's amazing because we need that education, right, of how we can be different, how we can better ourselves. And even like with the laughing is part of the, you know, the composting and then sprouting and then getting to the mat and laughing and giggling, right? It's like that worm going in and out.
There's right? the worm again.
Right. And then that's what I said in the back and backstage, right? Was everything is just connected. And that's what I like. I love when things connect. When the dots connect, it means the alignment is there, right? So any big plans for you in the future? Like what's coming in 2023 for you, Kathy?
Thank you. Yes. Well, laughter is really taking over. I'm still speaking about worms, but not doing so much. I'm really being called during this cuckoo time to bring laughter in a big way. We have a global mental health tsunami. And although I really want people to care about the planet, if you're in a mental health crisis, you can't care about anything, but how do I get out of, like, how do I feel better? So I'm bringing laughter in a big way. I'm a natural and laughter has given me permission. You know, laughter is the best medicine. Have you had your daily dose? That's the question, because it's not a one time, oh, just take your, you know, take your laughter medicine. You just laugh once, yeah. Haha, attend a club once and you're done. It's like, no, it doesn't work that way. You've got to laugh every day, whenever you can. When you're doing something you don't like doing, laugh. Why not? So let's talk about the laughter, how it works.
Let's get into the laughing.
Yeah, it's not doing yoga and laughing. It's laughing. How fun is that? The yoga part is the practice of the laughter and the deep diaphragmatic breathing, right? So you're doing pranayama, which is the, you know, your diaphragm is attached to all of your organs. How beautiful. When you breathe deep, you're moving all of those organs, you're oxygenating your beautiful body. It's like having a party. And here's a wonderful thing. Like it sounds like it's all fun and games. It is. And hallelujah that it's fun, because like, why do we resist that is just like so simple? We're like, it can't be that easy. Yeah, it's that easy, folks. Just do it every day. That's why going to a club is essential, because it's hard. It's hard to just laugh. Oh my gosh, people are going to think I'm cuckoo.
Right? Everyone's going to think I'm crazy over here. Like,
they're going to think I'm cuckoo. But how wonderful. Like, join me then. You know, so laughter. So there's clapping, and when we're clapping, that's what I want to say before I get into the laughter. Our brain requires 25% more oxygen than the rest of our body as an operating principle.
Okay.
Right? It's a machine, right? It operates our body. So when we're stressed, we're not breathing properly because we don't need our answering machine. So that our fluids go into our body, into our muscles, so we can get away or whatever we need to do in stress. So laughter forces us, right? Like, ever lost your phone and you're flapping around? You're like, I gotta go. Where are my key? Or, you know, your, what did I say? Phone, your keys, glasses, whatever you've lost. I got to go. Where are my keys? I usually say keys. I don't know why I said phone. I don't even have a phone.
Right, but you're I got the phone around. For you. It's right here.
Yeah. Right? So you're flapping around. You're not breathing. So you're getting more stressed as you're running from room to room. Where are my keys? So you need to stop. Take a deep breath. Oxygenate your brain. Pew, pew, pew. Like all the neurons are firing now. And then, oh, look it. Your brain can tell you where the keys are. It knows, but it was literally being deprived of oxygen.
Oh.
So that's what laughter does, right? Because you can't just ha, 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 because you're exhaling. You have to, so you can continue ha, ha, ha-ing. And so
that makes sense. Right? Yay. You got to build up. You got to build it up and then blow it out.
Right? So in a laughter club, the body doesn't know the difference between real and simulated laughter. How cool is that? We can trick our brain. Our body is the feeler. So our brain might be saying, wow, this is weird. Stop it. You look weird. What is happening here? This is different. I'm not used to this. We need to laugh for something. What's happening? Okay. So that's the brain. That's just the thing that wants to keep us safe and conserve energy. Our body's like, pew, 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 pew. Wee. Oh my gosh. Woohoo. Having a party.
It's a roller coaster ride, right? We're all over.
So beautiful. So we can override our brain and just, so as the laughter teacher, you to the new people, you say, allow yourself permission. If this is your first time, just come and enjoy. Like, just look at the other people, especially in Zoom. Online laughter clubs work really well because they're in gallery mode. At gallery view, right in Zoom. Yeah. And so you can see everybody, like you can do high five, you can use your camera. There's little games. So you're clapping palm to palm. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha is the mantra. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. And that's just like, so between games, not so much on Zoom, but imagine in person, it gets pretty loud. Everybody laughing and playing and childlike. We're frolicking about. Doing a little something like we've won the lottery. Yippee, woo, we're all celebrating. It's just imagination. It's just fun. It's just a beautiful thing. And then at the end of a laughter club, you do a laughter meditation. And it's not, focusing and being quiet. No, it's laughing. It's more laughing full on for about a minute or two, and then silence. So you ask the attendees to close their eyes if they're comfortable, and then you do some deep breathing, and then you ask them, like I end my laughter club by asking people to, because when you've laughed, it's a cardiovascular workout, like your heart's pumping, your blood's all, like you feel great, and it's so rare, so very rare that we get these moments in a day that we can just sit in that blissful moment. Like we've just laughed. It's high vibration. And we just feel energized. We're connected today. Today was my laughter club. And I think there was 27 people. So imagine 27 people around the world laughing together. And then you're laughing full on for 1 minute. I had actually a whole school come today. Not a whole school. Awesome. I think it was like 3 or 4 classes came. How wonderful, right? So
that
beautiful.
Is gorgeous. Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful? I'm going there for worms next week. Yoop. So the laughter meditation, you're laughing. And then, then I ask people if they know anybody that could use this healing energy to send it to them in their mind. So there we are in this meditative state. We feel great. We're sending out in our mind this, you know, to people that might be ailing at this time. And then I always say, take some of this healing energy for yourself. We've just created lots. It's just energy. It's beautiful. Healing. Send it to people. Take some. It's so beautiful. And then I say, let's help Dr. Kateria and his goal of world peace. Let's send some of this beautiful healing energy to places in the world that could use it. Wow. It's just like, it's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. And then, you know, we just bid everybody adieu and see you next week. Thank you for coming. And it's this magic connection. And people say to me that they come every week because my club is at 9:30 a.m. in the morning. It's 30 minutes. And so you just come, you play for a bit. I do tapping, brain gym, other healing modalities. And it's just so people can get out of stress and come back to be present when we feel good, we do good.
Yeah. So that's where the yoga comes in, is before the class itself, right?
Well, it's not yoga at all, in fact, really. It's just laughing. It's deep breathing. You said earlier about you saw somebody doing inhale and exhale. Yes, it's
deep. Yeah, because there's so many different things, right? And that's where I get confused. I'm like, okay, is this the correct way? Or are they misleading me? Or is there different ways of doing it?
It's all of the above. So it incorporates five different elements of joy, which are smiling, laughing, singing, dancing, and gratitude is the last piece, the five keys to have more joy in your life. And laughter yoga incorporates all of those. You know, some laughter yoga leaders incorporate music. So a little bit of dancing. My husband just recently, I'm a laughter yoga teacher. I teach laughter yoga, and I actually have two coming up in February, and I'm so excited. It's so such a beautiful gift. You know, people take this training. It's a two-day training. It's the most fun course you're ever going to take, first of all. But you take the course. Yes, you get a certificate and you can lead Laughter Club. I think the really main reason to take the two-day training is so that you can learn, why is laughter the best medicine? Why do I want to add this to my daily life? Why? And then once you learn why, it's easy to laugh. It's easy to laugh everywhere, and it doesn't take away your problems, but it sure makes managing them better, because stress is attached to like 90-something% of our today's ailments, 90%.
Well, and I don't understand why we're so scared of laughing as adults. Like, I'm noticing that as we get older, it's almost like a fear.
It's a fear. It's that chatterbox in our head. Like, what will we look like? And it's too serious. We have so many things to do. Like, how can we laugh? There's war. There's, you know, there's pandemic. There's economics. There's, you know, groceries going out. What else? Okay, what else? They're not ready yet. They don't have enough. Right? So we have to laugh. We have to laugh so that we can cope better, so that we can connect. Here's what I heard recently. When we're laughing, we're raising our vibration. I know this. I'm living it. But we raise our vibration so then we can come up with better solution. We may have all these problems. Hallelujah. We can't come up with solution without problem. So for those creatives out there, there's lots of work to do. There's lots of things for you to solve. And that's what I had with the worms. I believe that the worms are going to play an ever-increasing role in waste management, soil production, and therefore food security. It's essential that we learn how, right? Until we know, we can't do. And same with the laughter, until we understand why. And once we add it into our life, I know there's a lot of people that I keep meeting people that are like, oh, no, laughter yoga is not for me. It's like, then you haven't done it. I'm sorry, but you haven't embraced it. You haven't allowed
yourself. You haven't tried it.
You haven't embraced it, because once you do, there's no going back. And I have done events. I've done a live events. And there's people that they're like, there's no way that I'm laughing. So they're standing there cross-armed. They're frowning. It's taken a lot of effort. And I laugh because I'm just like, it takes so much energy not to be swept up in it. It's contagious. People are laughing their heads off, and you're going to be like, nope, you can't make me. Well, that's true if you really don't want to, but why wouldn't you?
Yeah, like, what is that fear of giggling, right? What is that fear? I did see a video online where there was somebody on a subway, and he was just laughing, and then the whole subway started laughing, and everybody, like, you had that look of what's going on, and then all of a sudden they felt relaxed. But it's almost like anything in life. We need that person that sets the example, and then everyone will follow. You know, it's like we're scared to try something different.
We're afraid. It's fear. It is fear. And it's how we're going to look. I ride my bike around. I think as women, we can get away with more things in society. So I ride my bike around town, and I incorporate my laughter yoga when I'm riding my bike around town. So I'm laughing and riding my bike. I'm probably known as the cuckoo lady riding my bike. I don't care. I'm doing my thing. So one day there was
I like cuckoos, because I'm that cuckoo lady too.
I know what it's a great way to be, because it's a great way. Like, who cares? Like, we care. I mean, we care. That's why we care deeply, actually, by the way, listeners. Yep. We care a lot. Be nice to us, because we do care. We're empaths. Okay. So I'm riding my bike, and I see an older man and his granddaughter. I didn't know them, but I found out later, by a stream. So I lie a little bridge and a stream. So I get off my bike, and I went to speak with them, and I can feel people. I'm an empath, so I could feel that the man was uncomfortable, that I was just there to say, hey, how are you doing? What a cool spot, or something, you know, just greeting. And I could feel that he was uncomfortable, so I didn't stay. I was like, have a great day. I got on my way. I saw him a couple days later by himself, and he came up to me. I was standing on another bridge. He came up to me and said, we started talking, and he said, you know, when people see people laughing by themselves, they think there's something wrong with them. I started laughing. I said, I know. Ha, 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 ha. And, you know, that's fine. We had a nice encounter. It wasn't until I got home. I rode my bike home, and it wasn't until I got home. I was in the living room and the light bulb came on. I was like, oh my gosh, he was talking about me.
But you know, sometimes it's nice to hear people talk about us, and they notice that we're not that afraid of showing who we really are. And it's like you said, Kathy, we are really empathetic. Like, we feel everything. So yeah. Be nice. Like, even though we're giggling and we're laughing, be nice, you know, because we do have feelings too. But I find that, especially when I was sick, I was in the hospital, and when I get scared, I joke. I make jokes and I laugh, and I'm just like, are you sure you're going to keep some of that blood in me? Like, save it for another day. Like, you know, you don't need to take it all at once. But I found that it helped me to get strong faster by laughing.
Absolutely.
Because I was so scared. I didn't know what was happening. So I was afraid. So I joked about it. And a lot of people were like, how can you be joking at a time like this? And I'm like, you know what? Laughing is good for you. So we need to laugh. We need to have that moment of laughter and that. So I really, really wanted to have you on Tea Time, because I wanted to have you share like all the giggles, all the wiggles, all the, like everything was just connected, the worms, the sprouting, the laughing. So you're mentioning this workshop in February. So do you want to share a little bit with the audience what's happening in February?
And I would love to. Oh, thank you. Yes. I have two upcoming. So it's two-day workshops. One is February 18, 19, Saturday, Sunday, 9 to 5 both days, or Tuesday and Thursday, 21st and 23rd. Again, 9 to 5 both days on Zoom. And I've partnered, so it's open to anybody around the world. I mean, of course, if you're in Australia, it might not work time-wise. and it's not recorded, so you need to be able to attend.
You have to be there.
You need to attend at that time, or get six people together, and we'll partner. I've partnered with, usually this training is done with one laughter yoga teacher, so I'm a laughter yoga teacher. And during COVID, I partnered with this wonderful master trainer in Montreal, Sylvie Degenet-Duville. Hi, Sylvie, if you happen to be watching. I don't think she is.
Catch a replay.
She started attending laughter yoga really became prominent online during this cuckoo time, and it's available around the world. And thank goodness we are here to help raise the vibration. We were in training all that time before. I say to people, I've been laughing since 2012, really, really laughing since 2020. It's really a big part of my health plan, like the sprouts and the laughter. What a like poo-poo dynamo for building my immune system. So during this two-day training, Sylvie and I do a wonderful tag team of guiding you through how to become a laughter leader. We talk everything. And when you take our training, we don't leave you hanging. You don't take the two-day training and you're gone. We really want you to be successful and have the confidence to go out there, because laughter is needed more than ever in schools, in long-term care, in healthcare, in policing, in you name it. It is any industry, it's required. In corporations now, we're going back in person. People have forgotten. I don't know how much in-person stuff you're doing now, but I'm doing a little bit more now, and I notice that people are having trouble making eye contact, like eye to eye.
A lot has really changed with the pandemic. It has really broken and divided so many people. And the rise on mental health, like I am so happy that you brought that up, Kathy, because mental health has increased by
7%. I don't know if you're frozen on your end too, or if it's me. Is it me? Ta-da-da-da-da. Yup. Am I plugged in? Hello, everybody. Anybody still there? It's still scrolling. Hello, everybody. I think I'm still here. Yup.
Always working, so.
Oh, there we go.
We had some worm biters again. They came back and they
did yum, yum, yum.
In and out today, right? We're just squirming. So
it's all this energy that we're bringing. We're raising the vibration, so we're wrecking the stream yard.
Absolutely. But I before the worm started biting, I was talking about how mental health, right, how it has increased. And like you mentioned, the eye contact, I noticed that people are not looking at each other's eyes anymore. You know, everyone's putting their heads down. Everybody, it's almost like everyone's in shame. Like they're afraid of making that eye contact now. And it's really scary.
You know what it is? Can I address that, please? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead.
So I don't have a cell phone, but so I can be an observer. I'm not judging people because it's just part of my eco brand. I just don't need to have a cell phone, so I don't. And I'm 60, so I'm in a different phase than other people. But I wanted to say, when you're on your cell phone, you're looking down. We actually have the physiology of depression when we're on our cell phone because we have candy cane neck. So we're sending mixed messages. So this is, I believe, adding to our mental health crisis because we're looking down. So we may be laughing at something funny, a funny message or a funny video, something funny. So we're laughing, but we're looking down. So we have the physiology that says I'm sad. And it's huge. I hope people can hear me because that is what we need to change. We need to be more looking up because when we look up, it's more hopeful. When we're looking down, that's how we are when we're sad. We're looking down. We're small, right? We don't want to drop our technology. So we're careful with it. And something I've noticed too, and again, no, without judgment, but people are often carrying their cell phone in their hand rather than in their pocket or their bag or something. So if somebody needed help, somebody fell or something, you really can't help them because you're not dropping your cell phone. You're not going to be like, oh, that person is falling. I better get them. You'd be like, oh, what do I do? You'd be conflicted maybe. You probably would drop your cell phone. I hope you would and catch me. you know, just an observation as somebody. So I'm always looking and I'm amazed when people are out for a walk and they're on their thing. Like I wish people would just put it away and just observe because you can notice so much when you're looking around it. That's where the opportunities are. When you make eye contact and you see somebody, opportunities are made by knowing people. That's when you really make the deep connections and you're like, hey, we could work together. I know you. Oh, I know somebody that wants what you have. Now I know you. I don't know, just know you from a flat thing, like, or from online, you know, from some highlight reel that you were posting about. And again, you know, it's here to stay. So I'm not suggesting, oh, let's get rid of technology and go back to.
I'm an old paper and pen girl. Like I prefer the paper and pen. I got like paper pen all over in this room. Like I think it's deeper. It's understanding and understanding our own words and writing gives us stronger. I find it stays in the brain longer. The memory.
Yeah, you know, back to the being empaths and stuff, the children today are all empaths. The children today are born all empaths. So they're all feeling, they're different. They're coming in with different energy and they're going to have different skills. But technology is all energy. I just think we need to have some kind of boundaries. around what we're doing with technology and how much we're exposed. That's all.
So, Kathy, I want to get into, we are on tea time, so I want to know what your tea is. So if I give you the TEA, what three words are you giving me for the tea?
I'm going to say, teaching laughter. Giggles. Okay.
Teaching laughter. Okay, and your E and your A, what words would come to mind for you?
My E is going to be eager to entertain.
Oh, I like that.
And A is authentically.
Oh, I love eagerly that aware. Word.
Eagerly entertaining. Authentically. Authentically.
I love that word, authentically. And I think a lot of people should be more authentic, you know,
because they would have a better life. Because when we're speaking our truth, we don't have to worry about, oh, what did I say? Because we know it's our truth.
Right? And it's almost like the word, like your tea is like a wort and like a worm, like it's, you know, so it's working. And the sprout is almost similar to a worm. As you were speaking about the bean and all of that, the worm coming out, right? And it's like the sprout is almost like a worm. It is like moving up and down again. So everything is connecting and I love it. So Kathy, for the viewers and listeners out there, if they would like to learn about laughing yoga and your club and all that, is there like a course or training or anything that they can sign up for on your website that's not happening in February? So say February, it doesn't work for them. Is there a time that they can reach out to you?
There will be upcoming. We're having them quarterly. And yeah, so there, if those ones don't work, they will be ongoing. And I do have a weekly laughter club every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. E.T.
Get up early, like the worms. The worms get up early.
Yeah, so it's 30 minutes on Zoom. It's free, so people can come and check it out. And I would say if someone is going to come and you know, try it, I plan to attend at least twice because the first time might be awkward. I doubt it because it's just so engaging. It's so much fun. But
well, it's breaking that ice, right? It's like anything else. Like if you join any kind of workshop or course or something, it always takes 1 to 2 weeks before you really get into it. And like, it's like you said, try it for at least 2 weeks, you know, because the first time you might just be looking around and saying, what did I sign up for? And this then the weird. Second week you'll be like, and that.
Yeah.
So out of all of the laughs out there, Kathy, what is your favorite?
Of all the laughs out there, here's my favorite worm giggle. And it is, how do you know which end is which on a worm?
Ooh. I would say the back.
How do you know, though? How do you know which end is which? On a worm, how do you know which end is which end, like the head or the tail?
I'm not sure. How would you know?
How do you know? Oh, you just tickle it in the center and see which end laughs.
Oh, well, there you go. That's the one that goes up and down, right? You know what? I think what I love about worms, Kathy. I think it reminds me of a roller coaster, and that's what I am. I am a roller coaster. I go up, I go down. I go up, I go down. And I think that's where the worm in me connects. And I think worms are just cute. So yeah, maybe if anybody wants to buy me a Valentine's gift, buy me a dozen of worms. I think I could use them.
Yeah, or a giggle. See, even the word giggle is like, wiggle. Oh, like all round and giggly.
So I did ask you what your favorite color was. Would you like to share with the audience what your favorite color is?
I think I said green.
Yes, you did.
Green forest is my green. Favorite color. Forest green is my favorite color, and green is the color of the heart chakra, and you know, it just seems like the grass is green, and green is nature, and green is soothing. Green for me is a very comforting color.
See, when you gave me that color forest green, I thought of the grass and the worms on the grass, and then the sprouting is also green. Most sprouts are green. Yeah. And that, so I was like, that resonates. So, and I did ask you one word to describe yourself. Do you remember what that word was?
I don't remember.
It starts with an E.
Enthusiastic.
Yes. See, I give little tips to the guests. I'm just like, oh, because we do talk weeks in advance before all of these tea times. So sometimes we do change, right? And our teas change and our feelings change in the day of the interview. So why that word, Kathy?
Why enthusiastic? Because I think even though I said it funny with a funny accent.
Okay. I can't say it. So that's why I got you to say it.
I think enthusiasm is it's just infectious. It just, when you see somebody that is enthusiastic and passionate about what they're doing, it can't not transcend, even if you, like, if you don't like opera, but you see an opera singer that's just like so enthusiastic about their craft, you have to admire it, even if it's not your genre of music. So that's why I feel like that's my role, is just to be, that's where I feel like I'm at home when I'm inspiring people and being enthusiastic and high energy, because energy to me, like people say, oh, you have so much energy. And I think, I eat sprouts, which are biogenic, which means life force giving.
I'm a sprouter.
Right. I eat high vibe food. So, because I say to people, oh, you should start sprouting. And they're like, I don't want that much energy. And I'm like, well, eat less sprouts then.
Have one instead of three.
Like, and who wouldn't want this much energy? Right? Imagine how much stuff you could get done if you had like a ton of energy. And people, energy begets energy. When you're tired and you're like, oh, I'm so tired, go for a walk around the block. You'll have energy. You'll be like, oh, I'm so glad I feel better. Even if you don't feel like it, once you do it, it's so great. Or even just go outside and get a breath of fresh air in it. It's magic. Or just stand up even. Sometimes we're sitting for so long and that's why we are depleted of energy, because we don't have any oxygen in our body. It's not rocket science. It's it's medicine or something. It's something else.
So any final words you have for the listeners out there before we wrap up your tea time? We're almost at an hour. The time is just flying by. It's all the giggles and the worms and sprouts that we got going on here.
It's so beautiful. I would just say, find whatever it is that drives you, you know. Don't just chase money if you're starting a business, like, oh, I can make so much money, because you can't eat money, and money's going to get boring after a while if you have a ton of it and you're not passionate about what you're doing, if you're not enthusiastic, right. Because that is the driver, that I think that's the fuel cell, is the enthusiasm, whatever it is. Like, I have world hunger and world peace solved, like those are big things. You could just be nice to somebody at the grocery store. That could be your passion, like just saying hello to somebody every day, you know? Yeah. Live your life. I really want people to stop comparing. Just like jump into your own lane. What is it that you want to do? Because there's 7 billion of us. I think we all have our own path. But people tell us, oh, you should do this, you should do that, you should go here, go there. Where is that what you want to do? Is that what your heart says? I think we need to stop, go inside, and ask ourselves, is this what I want? If we get that feeling in our stomach, like indigestion, it's probably our body saying, maybe not right now. We might really think we want something. Maybe not right now. Maybe we need to do some things, learn some things first before that. Like, don't be chasing things. It's the whole trip. Like, we don't know how long we're on this planet. So let's just enjoy one day at a time. And then it's magical. My goal is every day to have more joyful moments than other. And then it's like, oh, I look back at the day and I'm like, yep, check. That was a good one.
Well, I like it, because right in the beginning of the show, you had mentioned just take action. If you take anything from this tea time, take action, you know, and that's what these tea times are for. They're to educate, bring awareness, and just have a different cup of tea. You know, we sit so long on something that, and it's like you said, Kathy, a lot of should do this, you should do that, But that doesn't mean that it's meant for us. Maybe you should do it. If you're going to give it, you know, a lot of people tell me, Miss Liz, do it this way. I'm like, you know what? You do it then. Like, it's not my cup of tea. And I don't want to drink that cup of tea. Like, right now I'm drinking a peppermint fennel green tea and I don't want to drink a lemon tea. Like, we all should be able to do what we'd like to do. And it's like you said, enjoy the journey, you know, stop focusing on the things. And like you said, money is not everything. Yes, we need money to survive, but we really need to start focusing on the journey of life. Life is really short. What do we really want to remember? Do we want to remember that big bank account, or do we want to remember making memories with family and friends? You know, these are the things that we really need to look at. Mm-hmm. And I really want to thank you, Kathy, for bringing laughter to my table and my tea. And your tea is such a strong, incredible tea. I want to thank you for everything that you're doing, and keep doing what you're doing. And, you know, check out YTV. Kathy says it's still running, so I'm going to be checking it out. My grandkids now can check it out. Yes, I am that old. I do have grandkids. But, Kathy, I really want to just thank you for being you and showing the audience and my listeners that we all can be different, and we all can laugh, and we all can be that cuckoo, you know? Let's be a cuckoo bird. Let's all just laugh at all, you know, and let's enjoy life, because we're so focused. And I really want to thank you for bringing the awareness to mental health. And the candy cane neck, that is a good example. We need to start sitting more up and looking forward. We need that hope. You know, I had a guest last week holding on to hope, and I think that it all connects. You know, and I really want to thank you. And I want to thank all the listeners and viewers out there. We do have a couple questions. So we do have a few minutes before we need to wrap up. So I just want to get into those questions. We do have a question from Twitter, and they want to know how long you've been composting for.
Hey, hi, Twitter. Yuppie. How wonderful. I'm on Twitter. I'm at Squirm.
I will bring that up, because I do have that. Let me get that so you can give Kathy, follow. Right. There you go.
Woo, woo, woo. Since 2002, so 21 years now. But even before that, I've moved into my house in 93, and I've been composting since 93.
And the next question we have is, how did you find out about the garbage being transferred to the U.S.?
Well, yes. How did I find out about that? Well, it was big news in Toronto. In Canada, it was big news. I'm sure it was big news in the U.S. too, or maybe not. Maybe they were silently coming in, rolling in,
taking our garbage away.
1,000 trucks a week. How much noise could that be? Right. Yeah. So that's how, and I, you know, I just, as an avid gardener and composter, I see food waste and I see a resource. So I'm different. I don't see it as garbage, because Miss Liz loves her worms. Loves her words.
I love the words and the worms.
I tell people the worm is getting out, like meaning the worm is right? getting out with the worm.
There's always a little worm coming in and chewing on my wires.
she loves her words. And I can't remember why I said that now, but anyway. So I had a solution for one of the biggest problems. You know, we needed to stop shipping all that garbage. And so I saw a solution to a big problem. And you know, if we pay attention, there was an ad in the paper and it said, are you a woman? Do you have a business idea? And it was a course to do a business plan, a 6-month course. And I said, turned to my husband. I said, I'm quitting my job. I'm taking this course. I'm starting a worm business. And so it was.
And there you are, 21 years later.
If you're afraid of something, then that's good. If you're not afraid when you're doing something, it's probably not big enough.
Right? If it doesn't scare you and doesn't get you out of your comfort zone, then it's not meant for you. You know?
Well, not that it's not meant for you. It's just that it could be bigger. Like, you know, then we're living small. Or it's not the right time. Yeah.
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 Well, I really want to thank you, Kathy. I want to thank the viewers and listeners. Thank you for the questions. And if you'd like to catch the replay or like to share this tea time, because these tea times are on Miss Liz's YouTube channel, go ahead, do that. I would really appreciate that. Kathy would appreciate it. And if you'd like to reach out to Kathy, all of her information will be on the description. And I will see everyone on Thursday with three shows. That's right. Three shows this Thursday. So tune in for that. So again, Kathy, thank you for joining me. And don't leave. I will talk to you in the back of the studio and we will just close up the live. And again, thank you to all the viewers and listeners out there. I really appreciate you. Without you, tea is not what it is today. So thank you all.
Bye, everybody.